Robin Ross, Jacaranda FM.
I was reading something recently about the things that we inherit from our families. So the things you never realized you inherited from your parents or further back. And it doesn't just art so good, so my pa's a oorloosie of my ma's a klerekas of wat so good. What I'm talking about is, you know how kids tend to kind of subconsciously adopt the mannerisms of their parents? I'm thinking about how far does that go? Lach ek soos my ouma grootjie, omdat dit die manier is hoe my ouma gelag het. And did my mom just kind of copy that from her? Or does my dad make kind of funny sounds while he's driving that come from a distant uncle years ago? These are just kind of things that I've had in my brain that have kind of made me think. What do you ever wonder which of your little mannerisms of a sê ding of iets wat jy doen sonder om daaraan te dink kom van jou familie af, van goed wat hulle gedoen het deur al die jare wat jou ouers dan gekry het by hulle en nou het jy dit gekry by jou ouers? Ons het dit op Facebook gesit en daar is al reeds heel wat terugvoer hieroor. Wilna sê vir ons, ek het nie dieselfde lag as my ma nie, maar ons kan saam lag tot ons huil. 'N sê ding wat sy by haar ma geleer het is, jy soek vir moeilikheid met 'n death stare. Sy sê dit is copy and paste. I think I have the same thing. My mom used to always say, if I did something because my friend did it, she would say, are you going to jump in the fire because your friend jumped in the fire? And I now hear myself saying that to my own kids. So yeah, chat to me. What are some of the things that you've gotten from family that you didn't realize until you got older? Ek doen dit omdat my ouma dit gedoen het, of ek doen dit omdat my pa dit by sy pa geleer het. Stuur my WhatsApp, a voice note of a text is okay. 084-8500-942. Which little mannerisms and little kind of funny things to say did you learn from a family member that just kind of happened because you spend so much time with this person?
The Drive with Robin Ross, weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
We're chatting this afternoon about things that you've inherited from family. Dinge wat jy nie eers geweet het, jy het by iemand in jou familie gekry nie. Soos byvoorbeeld hoe iemand lag of hoe iemand loop of like little things that you say. And Inga has come through with a really, really interesting story. Welcome to The Drive with Robin Ross. Inga, hoe gaan het?
Hi, goed en jy?
Goed, dankie. Van waar of bel jy?
Ek is besig om huis toe te ry.
Waar is die huis?
Van die skool af. Huis is in die Moot.
Die Moot? Ek dink ons moet 'n bietjie Moot toe kom om te kom kuier.
Ag ja, nee, daar is verskriklik baie awesome klein cool plekkies om by te eet en te kuier en so voort. Moot is net fantasties.
Nee, dit klink reg. Ek dink dit moet op ons Everybody Knows lysie gaan. Maar Inga, ek wil gesels oor, wat is die interessante ding wat jy dalk agtergekom het jy het by iemand in jou familie geërf?
Okay, ek het nie self hierdie geërf nie, maar ek het so klein was altyd gesien my ma doen dit. Sy het as sy 'n skaapwoud gaar gemaak het, sy altyd ding in die helfte gesny. En okay, so maar daarmee groot geword. Ek kon nie eintlik verstaan hoekom sny dit in die helfte nie, want dan loop al die sap uit.
Ja.
Al die juiciness. En sy het toe na maar my gesê, wel dit is hoe haar ma dit altyd gedoen het, sy dit so geleer. En ek het my ouma toe daaroor gevra. En sy sê vir my, maar dit is hoe mense doen, haar ma dit altyd gedoen. En toe nou, nou is 'n bietjie rondvra, want ek was toe reg geïnteresseerd daarmee, het ek agtergekom, my ouma grootjie het dit dood eenvoudig gedoen, want die enigste pot wat sy gehad het om dit in te kook, was te klein vir 'n hele lamsvou.
Oh my word. Dit is die mooiste story.
Ja, dit is cool, nee. Ek sê het nooit in die maat die eerste rede is, omdat ek nie schaapwoud kan bekost.
Luister Inge, jy en ek albei. In hierdie ekonomie, I don't think red meat is something that you can just make willy-nilly. Dit is amazing. Dit is so
ja,
great.
Ja, klein makkerij nie en kost. Dit is normaal die paaltje wat wil stap.
Verstaan jy? Dit klink vir my ook net so lekker die makkerij en kost. Baie dankie vir die bel en dankie dat jy luister.
Okay.
What a cool story. So, sy het agtergekom, die bout is altyd in die helfte gesny, and it was because her ouma grootjie didn't have a pot big enough for a whole boat. A whole scar boat. Ashley sent us this, which I think is just adorable.
So, I have a little 2-year-old that we named after my dad, and he's just as clumsy as my dad. He falls around and he just bumps into everything. So we think naming him after my dad gave him that clumsiness as well. So I think that is what he inherited from my dad.
That's so sweet. Like, without him even knowing, he's only 2. I mean, it's not like he knows how to copy someone. Terry sent us a message on Facebook that I think is really, really important. Terry says, "We were taught to say please and thank you. My kids all do so respectfully after every sport match, dance competition or gymnastics. They thank their coaches, even if they didn't win the match, even if they didn't get gold in the competition." And then she's got a couple of other things that she learned from her mom. The first one, which I think we all use, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything. And then I'll give you something to cry about. Ons het een of twee keer as kinders dit gehoor. Iemand het op Facebook gesê, Salome, sy sê, "When I'm tired, I drag my feet on the floor, just like my mom does." Mijan het vir ons hierdie gestuur wat vir my verskriklik oulik is.
Hi, Roz. So, een ding wat my ma altyd vir my gesê het is, of as sy siek was of as ek siek was, dan het sy altyd gesê, ek's klein en siek en het persente nodig. En my kerel is op die oomblik nogal bietjie siek en vandag toe sê hy vir my, ek is klein en siek en het persente nodig. So, dit het al van my af na hom ook toe gegaan en ons kinders gaan dit probably ook sê.
Dit is baie, baie oulik, Mijan. Rarig soveel terugvoer ingekry oor hierdie hele story van goed wat jy geërf het van jou ouma wat het gedoen het, omdat haar ma dit gedoen het, toe begin jou ma dit doen en nou doen jy dit. It's you know, it's such a special thing to think that when you're not here anymore, there might still be little pieces of you left over in the things that people do. So selfs as jou kerel is, of as het jou dogtertjie is, of jou sinkie, of maybe you and your sister do the same thing because you and your mom did it. So now she's also copied it from the two of you. Baie lekker gesprek. Ons vat dit verder op ons Facebook bladsy, The Drive with Rob and Roz.